It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's the radio segment that will only date people with the Moderna vaccine.
Oh, very picky.
Pfizer's are way too promiscuous.
Oh.
That's what they found.
Okay.
It's COVID-sanity. If you haven't heard it, COVID-sanity is where we talk about some of the funniest and strangest news stories going on during the pandemic. Like this one, a guy from Louisiana refused to get his temperature checked at Disney World the other day.
Oh, my God.
So he was arrested by actual police officers.
Oh, no. Of course, he probably threw a total fit.
Took off his mouse ears.
Yeah.
No.
he
takes off his big white Mickey gloves. That's it. We're going to fight. Hold on a second.
He told them, quote, I should not get arrested because I paid way too much money to be here.
That's how arrests work.
So you're more entitled than other people.
Exactly. Okay. Privilege. That's privilege.
Got it.
So the cops asked him, how much did you pay? And he said, I paid 15 grand. You can't call me trespassing after paying 15 grand.
What the heck, bro? You better be staying in Cinderella's castle.
Yeah. Why did he pay so much money?
Yeah, that's.
I mean, I haven't been to Disney World or Disneyland in a very long time. A price has gone up, and
apparently,
I just haven't been following.
So finally, after being put into the back of a police car, the guy finally said, okay, fine. You can check my temperature before you kick me out.
Oh, now it's okay.
Everything's okay now.
As he realized that he was actually getting arrested.
Yeah.
And the deputy replied, well, they'll do that in jail, sir.
He deserved
it. I mean, same as the happiest place on earth.
Yeah.
I mean, no difference, right?
Best of luck to him. Meanwhile, we reported a few months ago that airlines started selling their meals and drinks to the general public because they weren't flying due to COVID.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
But apparently, Nippon Airways in Japan has been doing so well with the new business that they've now created something called gourmet airplane meals with crab and Wagyu beef for $540 each.
Whoa.
Airplane food just don't.
Yeah, that's only because you haven't flown any Asian airlines.
Are you saying
they're amazing?
And I've heard. Yeah.
Apparently, they're making a killing selling these high-end airline meals.
Dude, I want to do it. I'll buy one. I want to see what it's like.
Will you just give me some leftovers?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, there used to be a time when this was the standard for airlines. Like, airline food used to be really good all the time.
Really?
That was when you saw people smoking inside the plane, though. I mean, it was a long time ago.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Bring it all back. Moving on. There's a doctor who says one of the weird vaccine side effects that a tiny number of people might experience is having vivid dreams about space or flying cars.
Oh, why so specific?
I don't know. People have reported dreams about flying to the moon, planting flags on the moon.
Huh.
And one person said they couldn't stop dreaming about taking Abe Lincoln out to get a Big Mac and then having him autograph the cash that he uses to pay for it.
It's not a moon dream, but it's a much better dream.
It is.
I mean, if you're going to have a Big Mac with anybody, he'd be an interesting dude to do it with.
In another study, all these people went to bed high.
Yeah.
The doctor says, bottom line, if you're having anything weird going on while you're sleeping, you're not alone.
Okay.
Huh.
That's like when I quit smoking forever ago and I took meds for it. And it gave you, like, super lucid dreams, except they were scary dreams. It was opposite. I was killing people and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Just in my dream.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Give you a cigarette.
But you know what? Don't smoke anymore.
Yeah.
So.
I'll take the Abe Lincoln and the Big Macs.
Yeah.
We're doing another edition of
COVID-sanity.
Finding the not-so-serious stories happening during the outbreak. And the average person says they'll need $275 to spend on all new clothes when they finally do go back to the office.
Oh, at least. Well, not the office, just summer.
Yeah, that's for the beach.
Apparently, people's work wardrobes are so out of date that they need a whole new revamp.
Dude.
The average person's going to spend $275.
You guys, we went into the pandemic wearing skinny jeans. Now, look at Alexis is out of them.
That's true.
Everyone's wearing baggy jeans.
Yeah.
I just ordered some because I'm way behind.
About time.
Apparently, people are Googling sweatpants slacks more than anything now. But not coming up with many results. Is that a thing?
Well,
slacks that are also sweatpants?
I've got fancy pants that I wear to work all the time.
I've seen
fancy sweats.
Oh, look, Brooke's in her fancy pants
today. Yeah, fancy pants.
There's a new term on Urban Dictionary for people who brag about getting the vaccine. It's called vax holes. And if you're wondering, here's how it's used in a sentence. You say it like,
Hey, 2 weeks after his second shot, and that vax hole's posting selfies from a bar in Cancun.
Oh, that makes sense.
Hey.
Yeah.
You have to say it in that like Rocky tone.
Okay.
Hey,
all right.
You're a jerk.
I think it just means I'm jealous. Yeah. Is what it actually means.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there was already a trend before the pandemic where lesbian bars were struggling for a number of reasons. The number one issue was dating apps. Because it's a lot easier to meet someone on a lesbian dating app than actually going and finding them at a lesbian bar.
That makes sense.
But then the pandemic hit, businesses slowed even more, and now apparently there's only 15 left in the entire country.
What?
Whoa. Lesbian bars?
What?
Yep.
Whoa.
I will be out supporting. I'm not even kidding. That's terrible.
That is terrible.
You'll make out with a lesbian to bring back the lesbian bars?
Too.
I don't need to make out with anybody. I can just go and spend my money.
Oh, okay. Now you're just going to be a tease.
Yeah. I'm going to watch.
Okay, that is...
You go in.
No. Okay. Nobody wants you there.
More are going to close because of that, Jose.
Yeah. You're kind of not allowed, Jose.
Okay.
Okay, but Brooke wants to start a movement. Hashtag save the lesbian bars.
Absolutely. I'll go with you, Brooke.
Thanks. Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Not like
that. Ladies need their own place, man.
I agree.
And finally, it was meant to be a joke, but now it's turned into a lucrative business. Woodstock Brewing Company in New York created an IPA that features the words emotional support beer on the front. And it's turned out to be a huge hit.
Yeah.
It is a pretty funny name.
What a great gift for someone, right?
It's kind of like an emotional support animal. You know, sometimes you just need a beer to help you through the tough times. But apparently they're selling out all over North America on emotional support beers, and they can hardly keep up with the demand.
So I can just start calling all my wine emotional support wine?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Brooke, hold my legs while I tap this emotional support keg.
Yeah.
We're healing.
Yeah. Those are the COVID-sane feel-good stories coming out of the outbreak. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.